So we want to share briefly from the word of God. Like we said, this is a month of God's goodness. And Exodus chapter 33. Exodus chapter 33. David said, Moses said a prayer, and instantly God answered his request. In Exodus chapter 33, 18 and 19. And he said, please show me your glory. Then he said, I will make all my goodness to pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. I want to proclaim to someone that your season for God to be gracious unto you has come. Your season for God to have compassion on you has come. Your season to enjoy God's goodness has come. In the name of Jesus. Our God is a good God. Because he is a good God, and that's why he immediately answered Moses here, that I will make all my goodness to pass before you. There is a lot to learn about what God is trying to say in this particular passage. Goodness has to do with integrity of an individual, the quality of character of an individual, or conduct, how the person is honest with his profession, with his confession, with his promises, uprightness, you know, integrity. So God is saying to Moses here that I will cause all my goodness to pass before you. Whatever has promised that I will perform, I will perform. If I said I will be gracious unto you, I will be gracious. If I say I will have compassion on you, I will have compassion upon you. And God is trying to assure an individual here that I am a good God. Whatever I promise you, I will bring it to perform. Hallelujah. Because of my integrity, because of my honesty, because of my uprightness, because of my holiness, whatever I promise you, I will perform it. And my prayer is that whatever God has promised you, he will bring it to pass by his strength, by his zeal, in the name of Jesus. Amen. God told Moses, I will make all my goodness to pass before you. And immediately in the next chapter, he appeared before Moses to confirm what he has promised you. He proclaimed before Moses that he is a merciful God. Exodus 34, verse 6. The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious. Merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abounding in goodness and truth. This man, the Lord will pass before you. As he passed before Moses, the Lord will pass before you. In his goodness, he will pass before you. In his mercy, he will pass before you. In his graciousness, he will pass before you. In the name of Jesus. In verse 10, he said, behold, I make a covenant before all your people. I will do marvels, such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation before. And I'm praying that this month, God will do marvels in your life. God will do terrible things in your life. Terrible things that the enemy will wonder. In the name of Jesus, he said, I will do marvels. And God indeed did marvels in the life of his people. He did marvels in being good in Exodus in Psalm 136. Let's see some of the marvels of the Lord in Psalm 136 that he did. In his goodness and in his mercy, the Bible says that in verse 15, he overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea. He overthrew Pharaoh and his I mean the Red Sea. That's a marvel of the Lord. He led his people through the wilderness. Through the terrible wilderness, fearful wilderness, where there was no water, where there was no food. Yet God led his people to pass through that wilderness successfully onto the land of promise. Because of the goodness of God, whatever be your challenges now, God's goodness will make you to pass through it successfully. Onto the land of the promise in the name of Jesus. The Bible says God has to strike down great things in order for them to cross over to the land of promise. The Bible says he struck down, verse 17, great things. He slew famous things. He slew and Sihon, king of the Amorite, Og, the king of Bashan, and gave their land as an heritage to Israel, his servants. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you believe God with me, whatever God has to do, whatever enemies on your way that God has to deal with, so that you can pass across to your promised land, God will begin to execute that judgment.
Amen.
Upon your enemies,
amen,
the enemies of your destiny, God will execute judgment upon them,
amen,
so that you can cross over,
amen,
to your land of promise. In the name of Jesus. Because of the goodness of God, verse 23, he remembered them in their lowly state. He remembered them. This month of God's goodness, God will remember you.
Amen.
In whatever state you are, God will remember you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Verse 24, and rescue us from our enemies. God will rescue you from every enemy of your soul. In the name of Jesus, he gives food to all flesh. In other words, whatever be your need, the good God is able to give food to you. Hallelujah. And this month of God's goodness, God will release your portion unto you. Whatever you desire of the Lord, this month of his goodness, as we are thanking God for all his goodness, he will deliver them unto you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Psalm 31, verse 9. Psalm 31, verse 9. Tells us that great is the goodness of this God. That's why we need to thank him. Psalm 31, verse 9. He says, have mercy upon me, O Lord. No, this is a wrong reference. If we leave that and go to Psalm 27, it's verse 19. Okay, thank you, sir. Psalm 31, verse 19. Let's look at this. Say, oh, how great, yes, that's where I'm getting. Oh, how great is your goodness, you are who which you have laid up for those who fear you. How great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have prepared for those who trust you in the presence of the sons of men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This man, God will lay for you his goodness.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This month you will encounter the goodness of God.
Amen.
That's why the psalmist also said in Psalm 127, if you go backwards a bit, to Psalm 27, verse 13, he said, I will have lost heart unless I believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. How many of us believe you are going to see the goodness of the Lord in this month? Hallelujah. It shall be so in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You will see the goodness of the Lord this month.
Amen.
Therefore, you must not lose courage. You must not lose heart. You must continue to hold on to God, to hold on to his covenant, to his promises, to his word. All God expects is that you do your own bit. There is goodness in the house of God. When you come to the house of God, believe God that you are going to encounter, experience the goodness of God. Psalm 55, verse 4. Psalm 65 verse 4 says, blessed is the man you choose and cause to approach you, that he may dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, of your holy temple. There is goodness of God in his arms. There are the blessings of God in the house of God. And I pray you are coming to Israel, you will not come in vain in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You will be satisfied also with the goodness of God.
Amen.
You will be satisfied with the blessings of God.
Amen.
In the house of the Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Psalm 65 verse 11 says that God crowned the year with his goodness. God of goodness crowned the year with his goodness. You can begin to trust God for crowning blessings in this month of August. This is a month of, they said it's a month where you receive August visitors.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The angels of goodness will pay you a visit.
Amen.
August visitors, they will not miss your house.
Amen.
August visitors, they are coming to your home.
Amen.
They will pay you a visit this month. They will pay you a visit this month.
Amen.
You will not miss them this month.
Amen.
You will not miss the blessing that God has prepared you.
Amen.
This month. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will also be able to have testimony.
Amen.
Like David said in Psalm 107. Say, oh, that men will give thanks to God for his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children. Amen. Verse 8, he said that God's goodness, talked about God's goodness, we need to thank God for his goodness and for his wonderful work. So in this month of his goodness, believe God for his goodness in your life. Believe God for his wonderful works in your life. Hallelujah. And God will satisfy you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Many a times, the psalmist repeats that in the same passage, the goodness of God and the wonderful works of God. Verse 9, verse 15, he repeated the same thing. The goodness of God, the wonderful works of God. Verse 21, he repeated the same thing. The goodness of God and the wonderful works of God. Verse 31, he repeated the same thing. The goodness of God and the wonderful works of God. So it is not an accident that God's goodness is revealed to David. It's not by accident that his wonderful works is revealed to David. It came repeatedly and repeatedly again and again. And I prophesy unto you as well that this month you will begin to experience the goodness of God.
Amen.
And the wonderful works of God.
Amen.
In a repeated manner.
Amen.
Again and again.
Amen.
Again and again.
Amen.
Say with me, I will experience the goodness of God and the wonderful works of God this month of August. Again and again.
Amen.
I will experience the goodness of God and the wonderful works of God this month. Again and again. In the mighty name of Jesus. Do you know that we need to thank God because it is the goodness of God that led us to repentance? It is goodness of God. Some people are still out there perishing because they don't know God. They don't know God. A lot of things are happening out there. It's happening out there because people are not under the goodness of God. A lot of painful things are happening, terrible things are happening. Because people are not experiencing, enjoying the goodness of God. Romans 2:4 says it is the goodness of God that led us to repentance. That's why you need to thank the Almighty God, the God of goodness, always. You need to thank Him. You need to let this be settled in your heart that God is a good God. Hallelujah. God is a good God. He didn't promise us that we are not going to have challenges. Or tribulation, or trials, because we're in a world, a compromised world, a temporary world that will soon be folded away. He didn't promise that we are not going to experience trials, temptation, challenges. What he promised us is that he will be with us, that he will be with us in whatever trial and challenges we are facing, and he will make us overcome. Hallelujah. How many of us believe you are going to overcome? So shall it be in Jesus' name. We need to thank God. The goodness of God. When you look at Romans 2:4, it says that, oh, or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance. Hallelujah. The goodness of God led us to repent. So we need to thank God again and again for God's goodness that brought us to salvation, for God's goodness that we are enjoying every day. We are sleeping and waking up. We are going out and coming in. We have a good home. We have a peaceful environment. Hallelujah. We have a system that works for us here. It is the goodness of God. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Lastly, let's not take this goodness of God for granted. Romans chapter 11, verse 22. He said, therefore, consider the goodness and the severity of God. On those who fear severity, but to you was goodness, if you continue in his goodness, otherwise you also will be cut off. You will not be cut off from the Lord in the name of Jesus. Says there is the goodness of God, the other side is the severity of God. The children of Israel at a particular time they are enjoying the goodness of God. But after a particular time, because they go their own ways, they went to serve other gods, then came the severity of God. They were cut off. And because they were cut off from the holy branch, that's how you and I are grafted in. That's how you and I are now called the children of God. The Bible says we are no people before, but we are now the people of God. We are people of wrath before, but we are now people of God that have obtained mercy. Hallelujah. Because of the goodness of God unto you and I. Some were cut off because of the judgment of God, the severity of God. But you enjoy the goodness of God. Hallelujah. So let's not take that goodness of God for granted. Hallelujah. You have to operate in the fruit of the Spirit, in the fruit of goodness. So God wants you to operate in the fruit of the Spirit, in the fruit of goodness, of faith, of love, of gentleness, of meekness, of temperance. In your daily living, God wants you to have the same character of ease, the same character of goodness, so that you can continue to enjoy his goodness. So if you continue in his goodness, you will continue to enjoy his goodness. Hallelujah. So you want to tell God this morning that, Father, I want to continue your goodness. I want to continue your goodness. I don't want to see your severity. I want to continue your goodness. Give me the grace to continue your goodness in the mighty name of Jesus. Give me the grace to continue your goodness in the name of Jesus. Amen. I thank you for your goodness over my life. I thank you for your goodness over my family. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your blessings. I'm grateful. Don't let me depart from your goodness. Don't let me take step that is contrary to your goodness in the name of Jesus. Don't let me ever be cut off from you in the name of Jesus. Father, if there is anything that I'm doing that is contrary to your ways, I repent, O God. Have mercy. Forgive me, O God. Let the blood of Jesus atone for my sins. In the name of Jesus. Father, I repent. I make up my mind to continue to walk before you in perfection. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Father, we humbly come before you this day. We pray if there's anything that will take us away from your goodness, please remove it from our lives. In the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus atone for our sins. In the name of Jesus. The grace to continue in your goodness and to show your goodness to others, to this generation, grant unto us in Jesus' name. The grace to show your saving grace, your glory to others, please grant unto us in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Tell your neighbor you enjoy God's goodness this month.
enjoy God's goodness
like
this morning.
Never before.
Like never before.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's give the glory to our thanksgiving.